is Allison Creamer, and I am here at the Daily Grind with Lee Pridgen. Today's podcast, we have a new, I think, Lee, you've done one with us.
Yes.
So you're going to continue the series and talk about some of the benefits of working with Farm Bureau Insurance. It was funny because you were telling me that there was a couple things that really aren't insurance related that I can use as a benefit. Like, we're going to talk a little bit about, like, the amphitheater seats or something.
That's right.
But I think we need to go ahead and just spend 5 minutes on the big elephant that's in the room, which is Hurricane.
Oh, yeah. It's definitely Hurricane Earl. That's got everybody's attention right now, which is, it's good for everybody to pay attention to it. But
Yeah. Really,
you should have started paying attention back in May, when you knew hurricane season was coming.
Yeah. So what was your day like yesterday? We had to reschedule this because of the chaos.
We're getting a lot of phone calls. People are trying to increase their insurance. They're also trying to get new insurance that we don't have. And what a lot of insurance companies have done, mine included, is they have suspended binding authority, which more or less means we cannot write insurance right now because of the pending hurricane. We don't know what it's going to do.
Yeah, we were getting bulletins at work yesterday, up to the day before, reminding people that were doing closings that if they didn't have their binder in place, that they were not going to close on those homes, if they hadn't had their insurance already in place and stuff. So we were all getting alerted. But, there's some great tips out there. Just give a few tips on, if the hurricane does hit and there's damage, how can somebody tonight at least protect or document, or is there something that you could do right now, even if you're not a Farm Bureau client right now, but just a good, simple homeowner tip in the insurance field that you would know that might help somebody?
Get your stuff together, all your policies, everything. Put it to where you know it's going to be.
Yeah.
That way, in case something happens, you can grab them and walk out of the house, worst case scenario. Another good thing, if you have a printer, if you have a scanner, if you have a computer, take your documents, scan them to an email or scan them to your computer, save them, put them on a flash drive. That way, if something worst case happens, you have that flash drive with you.
You've got it in two places.
And you have it in two places, and you can always do it.
Yeah. I told you I planned on going through my house tonight just quickly, at least with my video camera, and just making sure that I remember everything that's in my house just in case, something as simple as that.
That's a real good idea, because a lot of people, they'll say, well, they'll write everything down after the fact if something's bad happened, and then 2 months down the road, they'll go to try to find something, a watch, and that was also included.
Yeah, and they forgot about it.
So it's definitely, now is really not the time to everybody's panicking. You go to the grocery.
You know what? There's two or three more tropical storms right after Earl.
That's right.
So we don't know. We got another 30, 45 days of the hurricane season.
Oh, yeah.
So, it's just getting yourself secure and knowing that at least you have an idea of what your loss was.
That's right.
Where your policies are, things like that. So any other quick tips about hurricane?
Make sure you have the right coverage. And now is probably not the time to look, like I said. But after this one, sit down with your agent if you know who your agent is and review it. Make sure you have the proper coverage.
They should know who their agent is, right?
I would think so. I mean, everybody that I have, they have insurance with me. They all know me. They have, like I said, they have my cell phone number. They call me constantly, which is fine. If you have a question, call me. I don't mind answering the question for you. And they know that. I want them to feel the peace of mind that I've always felt with Farm Bureau.
Yeah, and you just smacked my hand because I haven't given you my personal content policy thing. So
Shane, we've talked about that several times. So,
but you were going to share with us some other stuff. I recently went ahead and switched my policies over to you, Lee, because your customer service was excellent. Your communication, even though you might sound like a farm boy, but your personality and your actual care and compassion, it doesn't feel like this is just your job. This feels like this is your lifestyle. This is who you are.
I really, until I started working here, I didn't know what it was like to work somewhere that you love. I love getting up in the morning. I love to come to work. I love talking to people. Yeah. I like helping people.
And you can see that. So we're going to talk. You have a couple bulletin points that you wanted to remind people about that Farm Bureau Insurance can help them with. And go ahead.
September is Life Insurance Awareness Month. The top two reasons people buy life insurance is for burial and final expenses and to help replace the income of the primary wage earner. About 7 in 10 middle market households agree that life insurance is the best way to protect against premature death of a primary wage earner. What LIMRA, which is the Life Insurance Market Research Association, has found is one in four households, they plan to buy life insurance for themselves or a household member in the next 12 months, but many are unlikely to follow through with their plan.
So people want it, but they just never act on it.
Exactly.
They know it's necessary, they know they need it, but it's like my policy, my jewelry policy. I forget to act on it.
That's right. And about 7 in the 10, the middle market households agree that life insurance is the best way to protect against the premature death of a primary wage earner. What LIMRA has learned is only 44% of the households have individual life insurance, which is at a 50-year low. 30% of the households have no coverage whatsoever.
Wow.
We have 11 million families with children under the age of 18 that have no life insurance.
Wow.
And that's what is scary. If you look at, in 2009, insurance companies issued 9.4 million individual life insurance policies in the United States. That's about 1 million fewer policies than in 2004. But if you go back to the mid-80s, about twice as many policies were issued compared with today.
Why do you think that is?
Buying life insurance right now, it's a low priority compared to other financial goals such as paying off debt or saving for retirement.
For other things. I mean, it's just not a priority to them.
That's right. And, you know, 24% of households with children under 18, they want to speak with a financial professional about their life insurance needs, but they may not proactively initiate contact with the producer or with a life insurance company, and are really not sure who to talk to.
So Farm Bureau does life insurance as well?
Yes, ma'am. We use it's called Southern Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. We're a life insurance company. They're based out of Jackson, Mississippi. There's 10 total states involved in it. Of course, Virginia is one of them.
Mm-hmm.
And we're one of the strongest life insurance companies there is on the market. And that's another thing people look at. It's easy for people to go search on the internet and they'll Google it, or they want to get life insurance and they'll see it. And a lot of times when you get those rates, sometimes they're super preferred rates, which is the healthiest people.
Right.
And if you read the fine print, you can always look and it'll say only 3-5% of Americans can qualify for this rate.
Well, it's like looking in the newspaper for your interest rate on the home.
That's right.
Yeah, there's always a qualifying criteria to get that rate.
And you know, and the best thing about it, with LIMRA, you can go to their website. They have a life insurance needs calculator. You don't have to sit in front of someone and they can ask you all these questions, because some people are very private,
mm-hmm.
but there's nothing wrong with it. You can input your information. You can input what your bill's in. But it definitely is something that everyone should do.
I mean, at minimum, they should have enough to pad for burial and at least a few months to themselves back on their feet, at least.
And people think it's too expensive, but like, you know, the statistics show most people don't know how much it could be or how much it is a month.
Yeah.
You could be protected for, you know, a soda a day. That's a dollar. A dollar a day is $30 a month.
Yeah.
You don't go out to eat one day a month. You know, you usually go out to eat. You just don't go out to eat. Protect your family. Everybody says, I understand the times are tough and the finances are a major reason, but if it's tough now, if a primary breadwinner dies, then it's going to really be tough.
Well, you know, especially with families with children. I mean, those people really need to make sure that their family isn't going to fall apart, you know, if there's children, minor children. I would think that young adults would need to at least have enough to make sure that their burial is covered and that their parents or their significant other could at least get through maybe the first 6 months or year of life without them.
Most
you
definitely.
Know, something.
Most definitely. And you always hear people when you talk to them, they say, well, my wife can get a job or my wife can get remarried. And you know, you want to say, you know, the economy now, how's she going to get a job? But, you know, I have a year old son and my wife is, you know, we're very lucky. I'm in the business, so she has the coverage. But the last thing I would want somebody to do or for her to do is to get remarried just for the simple fact she needs the insurance or she needs the money. You know, I want her to get remarried if she gets remarried for the right reasons, because she loves the person. But also, I want to make sure the right person is raising my child, even if I'm not there.
Right, right. Wow. I mean, I think a lot of people, especially when they're younger, they don't think about it, but that's the best time to get your life insurance.
That's right. It's a whole lot. That's right. It's a whole lot cheaper. And I'm young. I'm 34. I've had two people I went to high school with. They both died of cancer already. I'm 34. One of them died. She was in her 20s, and the other one was in his late 20s.
Wow.
And, you know, both of them are athletes. One of them plays soccer. And so you just never know.
Yeah.
And the worst thing in the world to do is to never ask anybody, do you need life insurance or do you want it? And then 2 or 3 years down the road, you're at their funeral and you see the kids and you're like, they're not protected.
Right. That's crazy. Wow. So they can call you and get, well, you can go online.
You can go online. You can do the financial needs calculator or give me a call. I can come out there. We can go over everything.
Yeah.
You know, and it's no obligation to it. And I can show you what best suits your needs, and we can figure out what will work for you financially.
Some people, you know, they shouldn't really get wrapped up in the whole, oh, my home is going to be paid for if something happens, or my credit cards are going to be taken care of if something happens. This is more than that. This is more than just paying off the home. This is, you know, helping put the kids through school or college, or, you know, letting mom or dad recoup 6 months a year going through that crisis, you know, just really taking care of the bigger picture. And if they don't, you can always increase those coverages later on in life as you get used to and comfortable with the policy amount, but at least get something to help.
Oh, yes, especially if you're young and you can do it and it's affordable. The worst thing is to think about it once it's too late.
Yeah.
And you hate to say, when most people think about, I need to get life insurance, it's usually when a friend or a family member has died.
And they think about it then.
They think about it then, and they see the family struggling because they weren't covered properly.
Yeah.
But now, I know life insurance, people don't like to talk about it because it is a depressing thing, but you also wanted to talk about some of our Farm Bureau member benefits that they do get.
I do.
Which is, of course, you do would get. We were talking about an amphitheater. Of course, the amphitheater's kind of winding down for the season.
Yeah, but I thought that was a pretty cool perk that I didn't even know about.
One of the benefits of being a Farm Bureau member, and it's for the first 50 Farm Bureau members, you come in, you show your membership card, we sponsor the lawn at the Virginia Beach Amphitheater, you get a free lawn chair. You don't have to pay. You also, for some people who like to go and talk, is you also get into the VIP section of the amphitheater, which is, of course, off to the right on one side. It's a bar. They have televisions. It's very nice.
Hey, that's social networking.
That's right. And it's nice. And, you know, a lot of people don't know that that's one of the benefits of the farm. And it's a great, to me, it's a great benefit because you can go back there and you don't have to stand in line for 45 minutes. You're
right
back there.
That's really cool. So I can get my lawn seats, and I can get some exclusive check-in stuff at the amphitheater and have a little bit more of a relaxing... So when am I going to get free tickets?
They do have, and it's funny you say that, it's, you know, we are on Facebook, we're on Twitter, you can follow us, you can go to our website, which you've seen, and it's on my card. They do offer free tickets. They have a lot of giveaways on Facebook if you become a fan, or now that they call it, you like it.
So what is the Facebook link?
It's the same Farm Bureau Advantage.
Farm Bureau Advantage.
And you go to that, and a lot of times you'll see it when a concert's upcoming. They'll put a link out there. The first five people that email me back or respond to this ad, you'll get free tickets.
So, in fact, free tickets.
Yes, ma'am. And they just did it, as a matter of fact.
There's one other thing that's on your business card that I want to go ahead and mention, and I think it's important, the Save the Food program. Now, Farm Bureau was originally put together for farmers.
That's right.
And that was where the foundation
started.
So you guys really support that local farmer.
Yes, it's a good thing. And, you know, everybody's trying to get away with it, and we're trying to help them. I mean, that's the backbone of our economy, that people don't realize that.
Yeah.
Farm Bureau was created by farmers, and they came together as a group, you know, so they could get stuff for cheaper than to buy an individual farmer, seed, fertilizer, things like that. And they've definitely branched out, and it's a great idea, and it's a great organization.
And you guys are part of or have some relationship with the Sandler Center when they do the Why Not Wednesdays with the farmers out here.
We're helping the Virginia Beach Farmers Market. We have a booth set up. We do have a booth set up sometimes on Wednesdays, and usually on Saturdays at the Virginia Beach Farmers Market, we do have a booth set up where you can come out, get some literature, ask some questions, and it's great to go to the farmers market. You're supporting
the local
farmers.
And
that's what everybody should do.
I agree. Well, Lee, thank you so much. I think we're going to create this as a series and come up with more things to talk about. So if the listeners have, you know, something specific that they have questions about Farm Bureau, the links are going to be on Busy Bee Media. I'm sure once you get to know Lee, you'll see he has a Facebook page as well. And we're going to try to publish these links out so that you can go back and listen to the information again. But you can find Lee at the Virginia Beach location. It's in the Kempsville section at 1055 Kempsville Road, Suite 1. Lee's name, contact, and email address will be in the show notes. So please let him know you heard the podcast. And if you have any questions about life insurance, homeowners insurance, car insurance, and then, of course, you know, some of the programs that they help support, I'm sure he'd be more than happy to get all those policies for you.
Most definitely. Just give me a call.
Awesome. Thanks, Lee.
No problem.